You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A Friday morning here. It's not too bad outside. 46, 46, and 44 across the board. Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. Mark Hewson still here with Bell and Sports Medicine because he's had such an interesting couple of weeks of his life. Dennis Peters here from the Glam Band. We got a man walking in with his guitar case, which is always fun to see. Spencer Smet.
And his hair, too.
And very cool hair for the live music series, which we always have a lot of fun with. Well, Mark, we just want to wrap up some things. First of all, yeah. In regards to the draft, the overall thing. And we talked about this. Jim and I talked about this, and you talked about this a little bit. Growing back now, if they said, hey, Green Bay, you're going to do it again next year, okay, or the year after Pittsburgh or whatever, what would you... If you could get on the mountaintop and say, here's some things that need to be different. Because you guys were at the epicenter. You guys were right there.
Yeah, I think some of the big things are just planning ahead earlier. I think now that you've got some information and everyone is just waiting for information. And we're waiting for this. We're waiting for this. We're waiting for someone to make a decision. I think sometimes you just have to make sure you plan yourself.
Things were doled out in small bites.
What are you going to feel comfortable with and say, yeah, but some of that information never came either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you have to plan out for yourself.
Yeah.
I control what you can.
I think we need more confidence in ourselves. This little town that couldn't. And I think we have, for some reason, like this low self-esteem because our population is 107,000. Look, we do the tall ships. We do EAA. We do a mile of music. Like, oh, God, I can't believe we did this. We do this every weekend. You know, now granted, it was 100,000 more people, but... Like, this is, why are we so like, oh my God, we did it, and high-fiving and hugging and giving trophies to each other? It's like, this is what we do.
You know, I have a great idea. We should bring the Pope to town. Jim, can you lead that?
Coming. Hey, you laugh all you want.
Is there smoke yet?
No, they don't get together.
It's coming.
They don't get together until Sunday. A little early for that.
I grew up Catholic light, so what do I know?
Dennis Peters in the house. How's your experience at the draft?
That was fantastic. Yeah, we were kind of locked in, though.
Right.
But from that standpoint, you could look out and see a lot of people, and it was just an incredible experience. But there was I guess you call it a bottleneck. You really couldn't get from where we were down to the
draft entrance.
You really couldn't move from that end of it, and you could see that coming in advance.
I got to the point, and Dom and I, you know, Dom is a foot taller than I, and everything, so he could cut. I'm like, Dom, can you see the stones? Because you're in such a human wave.
Land ho.
Exactly. I mean, it was kind of claustrophobic at times. Walking around there, where you're so surrounded by people, and they're not moving. I mean, they're moving, and you don't have a choice. I mean, it got to that point where it's okay. Let's splinter off here and kind of reconnoiter and see where we want to go.
And I think that's where.
Connoiter.
You like that word?
Well done.
Thank you.
I think that's what people had to make that choice was like, when I left on Friday night, it was, I wanted to get a picture kind of from back afar.
The coolest place I went was on the Aaron slide hill.
Yeah. I bet you that was a great
that
location.
That was awesome.
That's what people were saying. Yeah.
And I think that's what, especially for that flyover.
Yeah. I was right underneath the choppers.
You had to feel comfortable with how far you wanted to get in or get out.
Yes.
And you had to make your determination and then determine where you want to go.
You're exactly right.
And you could sit.
Correct.
You know.
On the hill. That was great.
If the grass was dry, that is, you know.
Yeah, well, it was okay that night. Yeah. I mean, people were sitting there.
Okay.
That
it
first night.
On that, Friday, then it rained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a good time. I mean, the whole thing, glad it was here.
If someone asked me, would you do it all over again? I said, I would. I was all about this, whatever, 2 years ago when we were hearing about it. Were there mistakes made? Yep. Could we improve on some things? Yep. But do I think we do? And when I say we, this community knocked it out of the park. Right. I really do. I think people would come back and say, man, I had a great time. If I was from Pittsburgh, San Diego, I had a great time in Green Bay. I think it really opened up our eyes and their eyes of what Green Bay or even the state of Wisconsin is all about. I think there was a lot of, we had a lot of communities, Wausau, Milwaukee, Madison that sent buses up, hotels. It just, the state of Wisconsin represented well.
Cool. Outstanding.
I agree.
Well, I didn't think, I mean, just walking around, and I was there, for, you know, pretty early the first night. I was pleasantly surprised in the parking lot. It wasn't that rowdy drinking all day, swearing.
Right.
You know, bleep, bombs all over. It wasn't that kind of crowd. It was literally, when you're walking in that crowd, it was literally people arguing about who should draft, who's so-and-so going to draft. Yeah. It was that kind of a crowd. They were there for the actual event of drafting. How about for yourself? Because I know things can get a little rowdy, like after a Packer-Vikings game at the Stadium View and everything. How was it with your crowd?
I think it was very steady. Well, it looked like it was about 80, 85% Packer fans. Oh, and thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know, and but the thing about it, though, is the people that came with other jerseys on were treated warmly. They were in this together kind of mentality.
I agree.
And there was only one fight out of the two shows that we did, and a drunk gal started it, you know, so what are you going to do? You know, she's not there for the draft. She was there for the party.
How long did you play on Thursday night?
It was till midnight.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
You started at what time?
9 to 12 on Friday. We did 8 to 12 on Saturday.
Wow.
And nonstop, too. So, yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I had friends that went over and saw you guys Thursday night. I was too busy.
You were.
I wasn't going to make that walk over to see you.
Well, I don't blame you, man.
But
it was, like you said, it was a bottleneck between where you were and where we are. It was just hard to get people through.
I tell you what, there's a lot of people that said, hey, we went over here to see the glam band, and then, you know, we went to the draft and saw the glam band. Absolutely had a great time. I mean, if someone says, man, I went to the draft and I didn't really have a good time, or that's not what I was expecting, I'd be like,
that's your own fault.
But I'd say, let's sit down and talk and find out what, you know, everyone may have said, you know what, my parking was maybe not as best, or the food was, you know, trying to get to a food truck or a lot of options. I understand that. But I just think I'd say, well, did you have a good time? And if you had a good time, take it for what it's worth.
Absolutely.
I heard Cheese Curd Nick had some neat perspectives on it, as he would, you know.
Yeah.
What's his main takeaway from it?
I talked to him last night at length. He had a good show, but we were talking about if again, we were talking about how do you define success? Is it number of people? Was successful? Is it ask the chief of police, was it successful? Yeah, we had one arrest. Of course it was successful. Yeah. The Packers, ask the NFL, was it successful? We had 14 million viewers. Yeah, it was successful. Some people may not have that same feeling, but Nick is a smart, he's a small entrepreneur, but he's a smart dude.
Yes,
everything's on his phone too. But he just did this right. His advice to the people in Pittsburgh was, be in the zone of the draft or be in a place that people congregate, which is where you were. You had 13 bands.
Right.
That was unbelievable what you guys did over there. But to be alone, it's tough. It's tough to be down this street or have an event. Even us, and as popular as Bay Beach is, and some of this stuff didn't catch fire. You know, and it's too bad, but there are two like main focal points, and then there's a lot of other stuff to do, but that was his advice, and he was fortunate in that he was next to the glam band, and he did very, very well. He hit his numbers. He thought people maybe brought too much inventory.
I don't know.
Well, but you don't just bring it because you think it. Somebody might have told you, look, this is going to be crazy. You got to load up. And so we were talking yesterday at the community shelter where I work. We were the beneficiary of people overestimating the crowd.
Okay.
But
how much booyah did you guys sell?
Oh, we did great on the booyah. That booyah
was
great.
40 gallons?
I got to tell you, well, so we had a booyah fest down here in the rain.
Yeah,
it was raining and it was packed. Lines of people.
Awesome.
But I think people like booyah when it's raining too.
I was just going to say, if the weather's not great, booyah is the perfect thing to remedy.
We met people.
And some whiskey, of course.
We met some people that were wearing their jerseys, asked them where they were from. So we had one booth. And there were 10 nonprofits there. So it was us, you know, United Way, Boys and Girls Club. We all had booths there. We all had our own chef. We got this guy, this Steve Lassay, who is quite the booyah chef. They said, bring 40 gallons. And it's $3 a bowl. Steve, because he's got the best booyah, brought 60 gallons. So when people were kind of running out, they came to us, right? We had the booyah. So, and it was $3 a bowl. They had to buy tickets. And then we had a tip jar. and we're selling scarves from, we have cheese scarves that we sell and have been selling for years. So we did really, really well. But then they take all the money and they pool it together and then divide by the 10. See, like, I'm kind of a capitalist. I think we should be able to.
Everything was great. So you said that.
So you guys did well.
But we could have done weller had we got to keep our own money. But look, if that's what it was, we knew going in, and it was great. They had a great band. Frank Hermes was the MC. It was, and there was a lot of people from Green Bay there, but there were a lot of visitors. They were like,
did they know who you was?
Yeah, and I think they did a good job. Whoever was in charge of that event. Reaching out. And it was also at 10 in the morning. There's nothing going on in Lambert yet. So that didn't open until noon.
Like, people were vapor locked early on Thursday. Like, there's nobody here. Give it time. Yeah. It's still the week.
I had to do an event at Heritage Hill. Thank God it was indoors that day. Because I was standing there and just watching the rain coming across the, you know, where you're up on top of the hill.
Yeah.
And I thought,
we thought we were going to be standing there alone. We did. But it was, I don't know what it was. I was shocked how many people were there.
A year ago, I thought you guys were going to do the booyah. And I thought you guys were going to retire. I guess.
What?
Were you guys, hey, Mark, look at the time.
We'll have to take it to Pittsburgh next year, right?
Look at the time, Mark. Great having you here.
We're live in Pittsburgh.
I thought the two of you guys.
Got some texts here. Good morning, guys. Tavia from Old Station 31, which was our winner in our craft brewery competition. We all got to make a road trip there one day, and I'm not even joking.
Right on.
Just such a great place in the town of Dale. Got another one here. Good morning. Happy Friday. Patrick from Green Bay. Good morning, Patrick. And Tavia from Old Station 31.
Right.
But it was, I mean, I will say this. I was, like, even, say what you want, but even like that news reporter, newspaper reporter from Detroit, who she wrote that article right away. You basically, oh, boy, and Green Bay sucked, and it was terrible. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And everybody just came back. It's like, really, we had, you know, we've got what, how many people in the county, Jim, or within a
230?
Okay.
In the county?
And
107 in the city, 230 in the county, 225.
Okay, and Detroit is what, 3 million within?
Oh,
amount
their reach. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus what we did versus for having, you know, a couple hundred thousand versus what they had. I mean, I love the fact that nationwide, Green Bay, I mean, we still have pride in where we live here. I think it came off really great as far as with everything that was. It was good TV, put it that way.
I heard this stat. You guys tell me if it's correct. I just heard it last night, I believe. This draft was the second most watched draft besides the year that it went COVID when a lot of people were inside.
Nobody was there, yeah.
That's the first time I heard it. Don't know if that's the truth or not.
I believe it.
But I think it was actually driving in this morning. I think I heard Jim say, you talked to someone who said, older gal who said, I just watched the whole draft.
Right.
You know, and was so excited about it.
Right.
And
I thought Green Bay showed really, really well. I want to repeat
myself. And they love their team.
I said, what did you get out of that? Like watching that, what did you learn? What did you get? She goes, you know what? What I thought came across loud and clear was that Packer fans really love football and the Green Bay Packers. Wow. And she said the other thing, though, that I thought was very interesting was that the Packer organization and the Packers love the fans.
It's interesting.
Okay. 14 million people, 3 days. Don't you think we could have squeezed in a little bit about Bellin or a little bit about the medical college or our fishing or our waterfront? But that's what she got out of it. And I said, how do you feel about that? She goes, I feel great.
Yep.
So, okay, God bless her.
I suppose for those who've never really experienced it but have heard about it for years, for them to actually feel that, I think that's...
That is good.
That's job one,
it
you
is,
know?
It is.
I think it's fantastic.
If that was job one, we accomplished it.
I enjoyed watching it on TV. I was, like, proud of my community. I thought it came off really
Amen.
Great, just the whole thing. Yeah. Really and truly. All right, Mark Houston, go get your other job working there.
Thanks, everyone.
We got Spencer Lynn, Dennis
Brewers.
Peters. Mark, thank you for everything you guys did for that during that whole draft, and thank you for that amazing party. And you don't have any brisket left over, though, right?
No brisket.
Oh, man, is that good?
None.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
And all,
melted in
all
your
the
mouth.
Pizzas.
Brisket and booyah, that's a party.
All right, quick break. Music series coming up next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back! Working for the weekend right here. Special thanks, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. man, what he accomplished over the last 2 weeks. And like I said, that the thing he had the opening night of the draft, he was pretty much in charge of it. And he was on the two ways. He was on whatever. I give him all the credit in the world for what they put together there. Well, it is time for our music series. I always like to do this on Friday mornings. And Dennis Peters from the Glam Band is here. I'm surprised you got a voice. And the weather was crappy. How can you go 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours every night? And you can still sit here and talk.
Well,
first night was 4 hours.
First night was three, and then it was four.
Oh, that was four. Okay.
Yeah, so we had 52 songs, and I was explaining it to my wife, who doesn't go there because she has a way of attracting 5-year-old trolls. You know, she like short old men in hers. Boy, I'll tell you, there's magic in the air when that happens. But
when did we hit on her, Jim?
That's funny. But that's why she doesn't go to the she keeps getting accosted by these older short men. It's like, well,
wow.
Wait a minute.
I got to jump in.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Because having said that,
yeah,
this week, those two men in there, right?
Okay.
Have said what a wonderful person she is. Were they the ones that were trolling her?
No, I wasn't. I text her. She's awesome.
There's a difference, though. That's respectful.
Hey, by the way, we got to talk about something. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Sunday is the Whammies.
Sunday.
In West Dallas.
Talk about this.
What are you
up for?
And you gentlemen were there last year and did a fantastic job of emceeing your parts and whatever. And thank you for being there. That was awesome.
We enjoyed it.
So, the band is up for several different things and several individual things as well. And to be honest with you, it's frankly a popularity contest. It really has not a lot to do with skill.
But it's very, if
a guy like me can win, I mean, anybody can do it. So let's just put it that way.
You got both.
Answer your question about last weekend, it was nuts. I was telling Deanne, that's how we're going back to that. It was like, I was telling you, it was like being in a refrigerator or a meat locker for 8 hours. With a box fan in your face on medium setting, you try singing in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, with me and my situation, my immune system's down. So I've had a respiratory infection for this is going on almost 4 weeks now. I'm just getting over it now. And so trying to sing in that environment, it was not good. I did the show on Thursday. It's like brutal. Woke up Friday morning. Guys, I'm not feeling so good about this. So we got another guy to help. I did half the show with another gentleman. And then Saturday we called off. I mean, our guitar player lost his voice.
Wow.
And the other guys were like, man, it was a nice show in Milwaukee, but we had to call it off. And they weren't hurting for doing it because they were all wore out from the show too. The wind's blowing in your face at 20 plus miles an hour. And then the windshield's probably, you know, just above freezing or around.
And wet.
Yeah. So try that. And you're in that environment for about 8 hours, you know, each night.
Unreal.
You know, so not complaining. I'm just saying that's just reporting the news, if someone would say.
All right. Well, we appreciate
it. Yeah, so I'm bummed out that I couldn't do the shows the way I want to.
And so were we.
But we made it through, and show must go on.
Yep.
In that regard, we made sure the show did go on.
God bless you, man.
Spencer, where were you playing?
Yeah, Spencer Smith.
Where am I playing?
We're looking for you.
We're talking draft today, dude. We're going to get focused on you in just a second, but did you attend the draft?
Not really.
Okay.
But I played at the tracks Friday night. That was fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah? Very cool.
Well, that's cool.
I love your old school Packer sweatshirt.
Oh, thank you.
That's very cool.
How was the crowd there?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, I spent most of the draft just dodging it kind of the whole time. But
did you say he's a draft dodger? Did you hear that?
He did.
And I'll do it again, by golly.
Yeah.
For sure. But no, it was a great turnout. It was just cool to be here during it and just kind of see what was going on without having to actually involve myself in the craziness. I caught the Jizza, though, on Saturday night, and that was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Which show?
The Jizza from Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh!
Fantastic.
Here. Yeah.
I got it. Okay, so.
Because they were competing with Brad Paisley.
Oh.
No. Were they? Was it the same time?
They might have been.
No, they were. It was the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Because I stay here, right upstairs of the studio during the week. And I've never heard a crowd. So that came right across the river, came down the river. I've never heard a crowd more into a band, I swear, in my life, just from what I was hearing from a distance. Is that, what was it like up close?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was, everybody was very active and involved. The crowd was excellent. You know, not that I really paid much attention to them. I was focused up on the stage, but it was still cool to be at and great to see, especially for a free show at Light Park.
Right.
You know?
Heck yeah.
That's not a bad setting, is it, Lake Park?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's got some potential to take a couple steps even higher.
Oh, yeah.
With their acoustics, with a pavilion type thing or something on the water, the way that sound comes.
It really carries there.
Yeah.
Beautiful setting on
Dennis,
the water.
The only time I've ever experienced anything better was watching you guys in Manitowoc.
Oh, sure, on the river there.
We were above the submarine.
Yes.
And it was kind of like at nightfall, and that's your sound was coming across the water right there. That was incredible. What a setting.
I can't wait. I want to go
Memorial Day weekend. I was trying to think of the Wharf.
Yeah, the Road Trip is playing there over Memorial Day weekend. I specifically want to go there, see my friends there, and see what that sounds like from your perspective, because I can only imagine what that sounds like, especially at dusk in the sunset.
Exactly. I've still got pictures on my phone from it.
Yeah, at sunset and the birds and the
reflection off the water.
Great people.
Got a text here. You rocked it on Friday, Dennis. Kim.
Well, which part? I only did half the show. And some other stunt double
the
came
other
in
Dennis, yeah.
with my hair, too. So, yeah, the other Dennis, there's a taller guy, too. Well, but thank you.
Introduce our guy here, my friend.
Ladies and Germans, we have Spencer Schmidt in the studio with us. He and his hair.
It's good hair.
Gosh. I'm jelly because mine's kind of thinning out from the chemo and stuff, but you don't want any of that. So how did you get... Did Amanda reach out to you? Did you reach out to Amanda? How did you get the connection to the...
Actually, I was having some trouble with my Facebook Messenger because it kept telling me I had a notification. So just out of curiosity, I went into the archived messages.
Okay.
And from like over a year ago, I saw
the
invitation. And then I was on my lunch break at work, so I just messaged her like, well I wish I would have seen that a year ago.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
No way. And you're here.
That's awesome. The reason I say it that way is because Amanda, she reaches out to the cool kids.
Right.
She reaches out to the really...
You're exactly right. She finds the cool musicians in this area.
She has a knack about her, and so I'm glad that she reached out to you. We have a lot to do yet.
Yeah, we do.
We have a half hour to cover.
The heat is on that I'm hearing, or am I going crazy?
No, you are.
No,
you are right on.
Okay.
You might be crazy, but then we all are, too. But you are right.
Nice. We opened with this song on Friday night, actually. That was
I'm sure
funny.
That's right. Todd picked it. Nice. Spencer Schmidt, the Live Music Series with Dennis and the Glam Band coming up.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Time for our weekly music series with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, who's up for Vocalist of the Year again on Sunday. Glam Band up for Band of the Year.
Jeepers. Yes, we are. Yeah, a bunch of individuals. They're also up for...
And let me just say something. We were there last year, and we heard some amazing local artists and musicians. So you can poo-poo it all you want. Trust me, for you to win that award last year and to be up for it again this year, you're going up against... There is some amazing talent in the state of Wisconsin, isn't there?
Just in the category that I'm nominated for personally, there's a lot of them are friends of mine, too.
Wow.
You know, and... So you can't lose. You know what I mean? If a friend of mine wins, great, man. I'm pulling for you, too. And that's great. You know,
but it's really, really fun to win against a friend.
I never think of it that way.
Well, me either.
I'm not competitive not. That way. You know, it's just like, because I don't think of it's competition. It's like,
no, I know. You guys are so
it's just a form of recognition, and that's how I kind of look at it that way, you know?
Yeah, you really get along. Yeah, that's great.
Spencer Schmidt, would you feel bad if you beat your friend for Vocalist of the Year at the Whammies?
Can you say how you beat him?
No.
Wait a minute, hesitate. Think on it for a little bit.
Yeah. Don't take so long.
You Aldo kids are all like that.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. You went to school with his daughter.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. It was a great time.
Yes.
That's
good
very
school.
Cool.
And it was just we had great classes. Theater was good there. Music was good. And just, I don't know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Very artsy. Allowed everybody to be real creative and just kind of be themselves.
And I think that's the point there. And you all got along, which I thought was cool. Because sometimes schools can be a little clicky, a little tough for kids. And nobody got picked on there because I don't know.
Well, I did, but you know.
Yeah, sure you did. So what got you into music? This is your career now.
Actually, you know, it just kind of hit me like a spark of lightning out of the blue when I was 25. And I don't know where it came from or why. It
at
just
25?
Happened.
That's a little late.
Yeah.
I only learned guitar probably 7 years ago or so.
Dang.
And I just kind of rolled with it. I mean, I'm not a good musician at all. A good entertainer, maybe, but I'm not a musician. So
she's kind of speaking my language.
Who's doing the scheduling here?
Okay.
I can play, sort of, but you know.
Wow. Tell me about the spark. I mean, just you woke up. Tell me about the spark that got you into it.
Well, who knows? It could have been an amalgam of factors. It
was summer. Slow down.
That's a Mino word. Wow. That's a Mino word.
Well, you guys got to save your...
Reconnoiter and luminescence for my two words today. Oh, man.
Save your vocab sheets from language arts. There you go. That's how I wrote all my kids. Songs.
Right. Really, that interests me because we have kids that come in that... really 4 or 5 years old and or their parents were so influenced. So I grew up, my mom and dad were musicians, or I had a teacher that just really hit me when I was in 6th, 7th grade. But you're 25 years old and this spark came. And I want to hear about this. What was the word?
Amalgam?
Yes.
Okay. A cluster of things.
I understand. I know what it is. I know what it is.
Thank heavy.
I didn't go to Aldo, but I know what that means. Okay.
That's awesome. Well, let's give us a little something here.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Sure. This is a song that I wrote probably about 4 or 5 years ago or something like that. Now, don't take the lyrics personally because I was very angry at Green Bay at the time. But now I have perspective.
Can you play another song?
Okay, just a couple things.
Any dirty words?
Yeah, no. Okay, that's good. Let's just check. All right, let's hear.
Well, depends on what you mean by dirty. But
okay,
it's just more of a...
like river water dirt.
Yeah, I'm not going to actually ever tell anybody what the songs are actually about. But if you listen intently to the lyrics, it sounds like I'm really going at Green Bay pretty hard. And I am, not going to lie. But that's not entirely what it's about.
I don't think I'm going to like this.
Okay.
And by the way, that was just for us here in the studio. Yeah. You're listening out there on the radio land.
He loves Green Bay.
You didn't hear a word of it.
Green Bay is my favorite city, and I've been to a lot of cities. All right. So
this is for our interpretation purposes. Yes, so,
right. Yeah. All right, it's called 12 O'Clock Midnight. It's from my last album, Written in Red. Came out last June or so.
Written in Red, does that mean like blood by chance?
Or red ink.
Wow.
Could be blood, though.
But he was angry.
But
that's why I thought that.
The album is called Written and Red with like one of those ampersand signs. Is that what it's called?
There's another word, ampersand.
It was.
All right. Every time I say a vocab word,
I like it.
In the song, too. Don't feel free to interrupt it right away.
Spencer Smet.
All right. 12 O'Clock Midnight from Written in Red. I've got some chilling advice for you. It'll never be enough, no matter what you do. I'll capitalize on the heightened activity, so I can flaunt my creativity is the next lyrics on the... But anyway, dust devours your pride if it's shelved too high. It's called opposition, it's a potent part of life. My only worthy rival is my inspiration. And I don't think much of the other competition, 'cause much to their delight, I don't fit in.
That's all right.
It's 12 o'clock midnight and I'm leaving. Leaving the pedantic toils of my tarrying town, where I won't sulk alone or just sit around. When this city sinks right into the bay, I'll be long free from its tornado decay. And inept idols who waft an air of arrogance. No, I'm just kidding. Free from the oppression of meaninglessness, there'll be purpose and opportunity. I'll have a robotic groove, self-sufficiency, and like the smoke of hell, I'll rise from my pile of ash. If I become a monster, then I'm gonna mash. And maybe like a screeching sax solo here or something. Anyway, much to my delight, I don't fit in. It's 12 o'clock midnight and I'm feeling so pathetic here. I just want to straighten out. Straighten out and find something to care about. Cause much to my delight, I'm leaving. It's 12 o'clock midnight, I'm leaving. And then one more time, it's 12 o'clock midnight. Everybody out there, sing along.
Right,
that does win an award for the angriest song that we had. Yeah.
That was an angst-filled song.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm pretty sure standing by to take your call right now, by the way. I think you need some help, bro.
I think you do. Yeah, I think Xanax or something's got to be on the you were feeling pretty down at that time.
Well, you know,
we're glad
sideways.
You're back.
But
sideways.
You combined some pretty good words together.
Thank you.
The bell was, yeah. It was
a lot of 4 and 5 syllable words there. You got that going.
Absolutely.
For you.
Wow.
Good vocabulary.
Your usage was
phenomenal. They teach you how to write like that at Aldo?
I think so. Okay. Inherently, yes.
Yeah, the sax. You said you're a good entertainer. That is true. That sax thing was funny.
Thank you.
I wish you brought my kazoo. Yeah.
Right.
I've done that before. Don't do that. It doesn't work as well.
I don't give two darns. Yeah.
Neither did I.
People
so
laugh.
Then
it's
do
great.
It.
Let me ask you, Spencer. You write your own music.
Yes.
And have you participated in the Mile of Music in Appleton with all the original artists?
Not yet, no.
Okay. That's just a great event. That won an award last year, I think, Dennis.
At the best event. Or the best venue. At the state, wasn't
it? Something right at the Whammies. Yeah. It won a big time award, so that's something you want to take a look at because it's just.
I think it was for festival or if I'm not mistaken,
right,
yeah. Something like that, yeah.
But that's something that you originals can go to. But how do you find the opportunities here in Green Bay? I know you just kind of moved back. You were in New Orleans for a while.
I'm down there with my girlfriend, and I came back to work because I couldn't find a job down there. So I'm just sending the money along. I feel like a soldier that just got sent away, and I'm just sending the spoils of war back. That's kind of what's going on, pretty much. But pretty much, you know, just what were we talking about again?
A bunch of venues to play here. Like, there's the Carlton you played at. You just got finished with a gig.
Kind of just knowing people, shooting people the right messages, kind of just having.
But there is opportunity in Northeast Wisconsin, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. There
and
is
Oshkosh, the whole
plenty.
Up and down. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll assimilate quickly again, as you know. And there's a lot of great places.
But not only that, it doesn't have to be the big ones. Like we had this wonderful young group on. It was two brothers and her sister from Reidsville.
Brilliant. Reidsville, you're right.
And they were talking like, okay, who would ever think that one of the biggest gigs you could play is the Newton Fireman's Picnic?
True that.
Which said these, you know, people might think these tiny little towns put together some great musical events.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what's pretty cool about around here.
Rootin' Tootin' Newton.
Yeah.
That's what they
and
call it.
And the other thing that venues, we just finished the best of brewery for, we had a contest here. Some of these wineries and breweries, they have things on Saturday and Sunday. They not only have a brewery there or make even hard liquor, they're outside and they'll bring music in. So those are things you got to reach out to. It's a smaller venue, maybe 50, 60 people, but still it's an opportunity for you to get and play in front of a live audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is just always so much going on in Northeast Wisconsin.
That's
all
true.
The time. There's few weekends where you can't find something.
The Press Times puts out a great supplement. It's incredible. Every single thing taking place, you know, music or whatever you want to call it throughout the entire area.
Mm-hmm. When does it get released? Is it
Friday?
Forgive me.
It comes out on Fridays.
Okay.
The paper comes out, but she's. Okay. I'm sure that thing's done on Wednesday. So
it's cool.
Anything
man.
You're doing, you got to get over to them because she does a good job of covering everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's the next step, man? How far do you want to take the biz?
As far as it will let me, pretty much. I would really love to get back out there playing more shows, eventually touring. It'd be great to just like get a tour going from here down to New Orleans and then just go back and forth for the rest of my life.
Ah, the old Mississippi River cruise. Yeah. I see it happening right now.
Jump maybe on rent there. A riverboat and that'll be like the what we carry is everything. Right.
How did you like New Orleans overall? I mean, living there.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great place. It has a lot of history. It's haunted. It's you can just feel everything going on, like all sorts of action from behind the spiritual.
So you and Todd have a lot to talk about there. Yes. I can see
Todd's,
this happening.
He's the guy.
I got to be honest. I lived in Arizona for 6 years, but I've never been hotter in my entire life than one day in New Orleans,
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
It was January and I was getting bitten by mosquitoes.
You mean temperature-wise or attitude, baby?
Little of both, baby. Man, that I'd never experienced humidity like that before. And it was like a July day. It was just like, oh, my God. How could you play sports down here when it's that hot?
You know, they say in Arizona, it's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
That's right.
That's what I've been hearing for a long time.
That's right. But I thought New Orleans, right? You know what I loved about New Orleans? Just, and again, we were there for the Super Bowl, so you're kind of, you know, whatever. But we would go out to those smaller little towns in Mississippi and stop at these roadside, like,
that's
you know,
fun.
Restaurants and these bars. And the food was just amazing.
So were the people.
Yeah. That's good. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I really did. All right, guys, let's take a quick break. Back with more Spencer Smith and Dennis from the Glam Band after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here, kind of wrapping up the week on a Friday. Forecast today, high in the low 50s.
Take it.
Yeah, I'll take that. Chance of showers, but the Brewers will be inside tonight, taking on the Chicago Cubs. You can catch it at 6:35 on WISS.
I just want to say that I just happened to hear Spencer say that he's always wanted to go to Graceland.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
So I'm playing Paul Simon's Graceland right now.
Right on.
Oh, there you go.
That's what Todd does.
That's why Todd makes the big bucks.
It's a great song. Right. That's a great album.
It is a great
album. That is a great album. If you're not into that kind of music, there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Almost as opinionated as Mark Hughes today.
I know. I got to ask you, Dennis. So I know you took a little bit of time, or not a little bit of time off, but whatever. Sure, and you got the whammies coming up.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing otherwise? And you've been very public with your, you know, with everything going on physically and your health. And I get that from, I got it. And Jim, I'm sure you do too.
Well.
And Todd, everybody, how's Dennis? How's Dennis? Yep. How's Dennis?
I'm good. And I can't complain. My hair's still attached, you know, I'm tolerating chemo well and better than I thought. You know, there's parts of me that feel like I'm back in my 20s because I've gotten rid of some inflammation, you know, things like in the body, things like that. I got my methylene blue water here with a bunch of other tinctures, you know, from the apothecary in Appleton. I want to thank them for that, for helping me out and doing a lot of right things, you know. Other than that immune system being down, getting that infection. So I spent a lot of time working on that in the last couple of weeks. Getting some IVs, vitamin C blasts, you know, in the old arm, and those things have been helping tremendously. It got me over the infection aspect of it. And it's too bad. I should have done it earlier. Maybe could have played those shows, but I didn't know what I was dealing with. You know, thought it would go away on its own. And 3 weeks is, you know, too long.
But you don't see it now. But you're going to help somebody someday.
Oh,
you know, because you're learning a lot now.
Yeah,
you know, and like you just said, well, if I'd done this 3 weeks ago, but still, I just think you're not going to be the last guy that's got prostate cancer that's spreading.
Yeah.
And somebody, they're going to call and they're going to say, oh my God, and I'm going to call you first, but I'm going to say, talk to Dennis. He got through it. He did the right things. He learned a lot. You know what I mean?
And thank you for letting me come on the show and talk about it because of this outlet, I've talked to 8 people about it and 6 people have already been tested.
Wow.
See?
You know?
There you go.
Wow.
Some are talking about symptoms and whatever, you know, so what you guys do makes a difference. And so I want to thank you for that, you know, Todd and everybody.
Absolutely. Anytime. Yeah. You look great. I mean, I know people say it, but you do. I mean, you look great.
Well, people always say I'm off color anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Right. But you're going to take, and you're going to change your, because I know you are hitting the meat of your schedule, which is crazy.
Yeah. So I'm hitting it hard with the health stuff, you know, I'm trying to get on top of that. I can't let the immune system stay down. So I'm fighting with, and giving everything I got. In that
but
regard.
Yeah, take care of Dennis. That's right. Take care
first. Yeah.
Gotta
You know, they say for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Yeah, I rest a lot.
Yes.
I rest a lot, but my dog takes me to the dog park every day. I got to teach him how to drive, but other than that, we're great.
Okay, great.
Well, all right, just want to say, you know, how much everybody we know just is in your corner. Like, yeah, you can't believe
it. I'm grateful, and the prayers are amazing. But and it's been uplifting me. It's helping me through it. I promise you, prayer works. There's it has an effect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My brother.
Agree to that. Yeah.
Well, Spencer Smith. Once again, it's great to have you back in your hometown.
You and your hair.
Thank you. Thank you all so very much.
I keep saying that. Right. I'm just jelly, brother.
Give some of that to
you. Well, we're going to be heading. Do you have any gigs lined up here, Spencer, that people can come and hear you?
Not yet, but if anybody's listening, I'll take them.
Let's do that. Let's get you hooked up.
Well, tell us where you were but this past weekend, though, or this past week, right?
At on the Broadway? Tracks. I was, on Broadway playing for the Draft Picks show series, which was like an all-week event that happened there. And
you had that book before you came back, right?
Yes, yeah. So down there, and I threw it together as I came up and enlisted some mercenaries, and we did it.
And we listened to you on Spotify. You're there. Tell people, but you're solo, but you have a band that
usually,
when you say the mercenaries, that's what you mean, right?
Yeah, it's more fun to call them that and pretend that I'm a warlord and I'm hiring them.
I got a great name for those guys.
Right.
It's Spencer Smith and the Smercenaries.
Yeah, I like that. Smercenaries. I like that. You're pretty sharp. I'll tell you what.
What Spencer's telling you is they're not getting paid. So, Spencer,
I haven't yet, actually.
what do you bring with you? Brass? Tell me about your band a little bit.
So, usually they're just my friends or people that have become my friends that I've met over talking. And, you know, it's gone through a lot of different phases and changes and different band members, but each and every single one of them has helped me in ways that I could never hope for. Good. It was wonderful.
Can you end the week for us?
Oh, what's that?
Can you bring our week to an end for us with another song?
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Sure.
What does he look like, Jesus? Close enough.
He's going to pull out a good...
Dennis, best of luck this week.
Jesus is alive! I'm kidding. So, well, how do we catch your music, my friend?
You can find it on Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, pretty much anything.
Awesome.
It's all out there. And my main thing is I would just love to start playing more shows. You know, I just like to do it. It's practicing and getting ready and putting all that together isn't so fun. But then by the time you're up there doing it, it's all worthwhile and you forget all the pain.
That's love it.
Spencer Smith. That's what we punch in for when we go to Spotify and all this. It's Spencer Smith. That's it. Okay.
Absolutely.
There's nothing.
S-M-E-T.
Yep.
For those keeping score at home.
And one more quick plug for another event coming up tomorrow.
Yeah. So. And also tomorrow, there's this whole bluegrass, Ladies of Bluegrass. Of course, that's going to be a great 5-6 bands here at the Watering Hole in Green Bay.
Nice.
And that starts tomorrow at 11:30. So East Nash Grass, the Tillers, Biscuit Creek, just a whole bunch of bands. And the money goes to help
cancer.
Yeah, so you got to go to that. And there's an event going on at the Meyer Theater too, the Bodybuilding Championship. Right. So yeah, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a good one.
And let's bring it to a close with Spencer Smith.
Yeah, here's another easy song because I'm not exactly an acoustic player. I'm
sounds
more of
good
a
to me, brother.
Face melter, but all right, here we go. This one's called "Demon of Indulgence," and this is the first song off of the first album, "Gray Night." It's another song about leaving town. Well, it's sort of about that. Like I said, I'll never tell anybody what my songs are about, but I just kind of did. I left town, a scornful look in my eye, knowing that I deserve to die on that highway. I'll be crying and I'll be so blue, but that won't stop me having revenge on you. I'm no ghost, but I'm here for your sins. I'm your demon of indulgence. Rid yourself of this desultory existence and beckon your demon of indulgence. Everyone has so many aspects, all of mine destructive to happiness. I felt like a beast, so I...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.